Oh, golly, what a show we've got today.
6 pounds of it in a four-pound bag, my friend.
Lots of it. Carmine Appice is here. You don't know who Carmine Appice is? I'll put it this way. Rock drumming, he wrote the book, and people like John Bonham and Neil Peart read it.
Yeah, he's the double bass drum guy.
He's had a lot of rock and roll history.
Yes.
He's in here, and maybe Christian will get a tattoo today. We'll find out. Lots of other things coming up. It's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound.
Ben and I probably had at least 6 or 8 bands before the Cars, some of which only lasted a year, some lasted 6 months. You know how you go through that process. I was a fan of the Velvet Underground and Buddy Holly and mostly songwriter people since I wrote the songs.
Hey, we got a prize package coming up for the Classic Rock Time capsule. I'm going to quiz Christian on ex-Beatles. And if you think you know something about that, why don't you call up 888-696-1003. Let's see today. I'm thinking maybe caller 3. Yeah, let's go with caller 3. And good luck. It's 100.3 The Sound. We're Southern California's classic rock. Big finish. There you go. Hey, so a little bit later, we got Carmine Appice coming in here. For reference, if you don't know the name, you should. That guy that was just playing drums on that song right there, yep. John Bonham. Carmine Appice took him to buy his first big boy drum kit.
Yes, when he's all grown up.
It's going to be fun. But right now, we got to get ready for the Classic Rock Time Capsule. And if everything worked right, it should be Pam from Lake Elsinore on the phone. You there, Pam?
I'm here.
Okie doke. Well, I'm going to ask Christian a question at the end about Beatles. Actually, ex-Beatles.
Easy.
Okay.
If you can top him, if you can
best me?
Best him.
Match what with him.
We'll have a prize package for you. So stick around, Pam.
Okay.
All right, we do it, and it's next on 100.3 The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound, where we're jumping into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
There it is. It's open. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday, May 17, 2016. Christian, I'm going to quiz your knowledge of the ex-Beatles.
Mm. The ex-presidents are surfers.
No, Gary Busey. I'm talking about ex-Beatles, but thank you for participating. I've got Pam from Lake Elsinore on the phone. Pam?
Hi.
Hi. You sound excited about this. Good. stand by. We'll ask you a question here in just a couple of minutes. But first, this is the date of the first Monterey Folk Festival up at the Monterey Fairgrounds in 1963. Joan Baez, Peter Paul and Mary, Pete Seeger, all the leaders of the new folk movement, and a young kid named Bob Dylan, who was still a little wet behind the ears. As a matter of fact, the crowd is reported to be not too impressed with this nasal-voiced kid, and they talk over most of his set. They'll change their minds later on. A tragedy for Tom Petty on this day in 1987. Tom and his family just sitting down to breakfast at his Encino home when they smell fire. He gets his wife and his daughter out safely. He and his housekeeper try to fight it with garden hoses, but fire just absolutely guts the place. Damage, $800,000 estimate. The worst part? It's arson. Investigators discover the back stairs doused with lighter fluid and lit. Somebody was trying to murder
what?
Tom Petty.
Good Lord. He got lucky, babe.
He's shaken by the attack, but he's not broken. As a matter of fact, he writes this lyric.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Inspired by that ordeal. All right, so Christian, we're bringing Pam back into this. On this day in 1979, three former Beatles jammed together for the first time in 10 years. At whose wedding? Is it Mick Jagger's, Eric Clapton's, or Ringo Starr's?
Well, Ringo Starr would be the obvious answer, Andy, so I'm not going to fall for that. I'm going to go for B, Andy, B.
Eric Clapton, what do you think, Pam? Is he right or wrong?
I think he's right.
I think you're right. As a matter of fact, Clapton is marrying his Layla, or his bestie George Harrison's ex-wife, Patty Boyd. Now, George is so cool with the marriage that he actually goes. He attends, as do Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, and they jam. Eric, Mick Jagger, Ginger Baker, and others join in. Get this, Patty Boyd later says she didn't invite John Lennon because she assumed he couldn't come with his immigration problems. But John says he totally would have come. That was the last best chance for a Beatles reunion, yeah. And it's
they would have
got
drunk. They would have got on stage, done a little "Please, Please Me."
It would have been great. Sammy, tell her what she's won.
She's gonna have her choice from the booty box, plus a 4-pack of tickets to Photocon LA and $100 off a purchase at the event this Saturday and Sunday, May 21st and 22nd, at the Magic Box at the Reef in downtown LA. Info and tickets at photoconla.com.
All right, then. And hold the phone. We'll get some more information from you.
That booty box has some good booty in it.
It's good booty. And you said he got lucky? I think you're right. I like that choice. Mr. Petty gets to play us out of the classic rock time capsule. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
Beep, 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 yeah!
There was a death in the Beatles extended family. Mr. Barrow, Tony Barrow.
He's the bloke that pinned the Fab Four as a yeah. handle, Andy.
80 years old. Yeah. He passed away. He was their publicist. Came up with the Fab Four, among other things. It was his idea for them to do a Christmas greeting every year and send it out to the fan club.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Is that why you're playing Knocking on Heaven's Door?
Mr. Barrow's knocking on Heaven's Door. It's hey, nice. And guess who's knocking on our door? Carmine Appice.
It's
going to be in here in just a couple of minutes, so stick around. We'll have it all on Facebook Live.
Airtight.
100.3 The Sound. It's 100.3 The Sound. We're Southern California's classic rock. And today we've got a really fun guest in the studio. Carmine Appice is with us. Carmine
the Forrest Gump of rock and roll, right? Correctly labeled.
Yeah, that's cool.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Founding member of Vanilla Fudge.
Right.
Beck Bogart and Appice.
Yep.
Played with Rod Stewart. So many bands. Literally wrote the book on rock drumming. Yeah, I mean,
And the Van Halen's favorite band, Cactus.
Cactus.
Wow. And you were also Prince's roommate for a brief moment, which is an incredible story. And like all of a sudden, that guy shows up.
That was out in Studio City, you know.
Wow.
And before he made it. It was an interesting story.
Well, and we're going to talk about those stories. He's going to share that story on Facebook Live. If you go to 100.3 The Sound right now, we're talking to him live all the way through the commercials, through behind the songs and so forth, so you can hear all of these stories in their entirety, not just bits and bobs of it here as we go through. But I want to get his opinion.
Don't forget, Thursday night, I'm going to be at the Book Soup doing that.
Yes, he's doing a signing of this new book that he's got out. It's called Stick It, My Life of Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll at Book Soup on Thursday night.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock.
And, you know, a lot of authors read. I don't read. I just tell stories.
Okay, well, we're going to repeat all of that information, but go and join us while we do this. But you join us for this. We want your opinion on something that we do every day.
Okay.
It's called Song Fight.
Round one, fight.
This is where Christian and I each pick a song. We don't know what each other shows. It's like Indian poker, right? So then people text and they decide which one wins.
Oh, okay.
It's an apple and oranges thing. We're going to have you weigh in.
That's how Vanilla Fudge started.
We're going to see if one of us gets the Appice bump at the end of this.
Okay.
But I won yesterday, so I get to go first.
Whatever.
Is that right? So I've chosen a song by these fellas.
Oh, come on, dude.
What? This is a great song.
This is my wheelhouse.
This is Genesis. No reply at all.
I'm fully aware of who this is.
It's a fantastic song. I don't know why you're mad. I'll skip ahead to the hook so you can familiarize yourself with it.
Douche.
So good. I really like these guys. I love Phil Collins.
Carmen, I'll fill you in off the air as to why this is so abhorrent and offensive to me, just so you know.
Well, buddy, it's your turn. What do you have to throw on the hump against this?
This. Just wait. It's coming.
Oh, this is nice.
It is nice.
It'll Come Sail Away from Styx?
It's a classic, buddy.
Sure.
Classic. What did I say earlier?
Earlier you said if these people don't vote for you tonight, they're animals and don't deserve your attention.
Yes, and I'm going to quit Song Fight after today, Carmine. If this doesn't win, which would you vote for?
Hold on, I'll skip to the hook for you.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me.
It's triumphant, it's everything. It's not going to win against Machine of Genesis.
Okay, so, Carmine, what would you choose out of those two? No reply at all from Genesis?
That's a rough one because I know both of them.
Uh-huh.
But I got to go with the Genesis.
Yeah!
Oh, I love that.
Because Genesis were really, I mean, Phil Collins was a great singer and a great
drummer. Agree with you. I don't think that Christian really feels that, but I agree. You and me are simpatico on this.
I can't wait to kick you square in the nuts when we get off the air today.
If you think that the Genesis wins, text A to 21003. If it's Christian's Come Sail Away, then text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. That's stupid. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 o'clock, and we'll play the winner in its entirety. Join us right now on Facebook Live, because we're going to continue our talk with Carmine Peace and have a lot more fun and play great classic rock. This is 100.3 The Sound. We're in the studio. We've got Carmine Appice, legendary rock drummer. I want to play you this Steve Miller comment real quick.
They make this so unpleasant that they came this close. We're not going to wrap this one up. I'm going to wrap you up. Steve, you go sit down over there and learn something.
Steve Miller at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he thinks it's bunk like I do. Why is Vanilla Fudge not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Dude, I don't have a clue. And it's something that really pisses me off, because I thought it was about innovation.
Right.
And about influence. And
no.
Vanilla Fudge influenced
so many
people.
It's about Jan Winter and his politics is what it's about.
Now it's about, come on, they're putting rap in there. Give me a break. They should have called it the Music Hall of Fame.
Madonna was in the Hall of Fame 15 years ago.
Yeah, Madonna. I mean.
And Vanilla Fudge aren't.
No, and neither is like Alice Cooper. He's not in it yet, is he?
Seriously? Well, Boston and ELO and Jethro Tull, Jan and Dean aren't in there for crying out loud.
Styx, my song fight pick. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Andy.
We're talking with Carmine Appice. Join us on Facebook Live.
We're in the Rock Walk. On the Rock Walk.
You can go and see him on at the
Guitar Boulevard. Center. Boom.
We're talking on Facebook Live. Go join us 100.3 The Sound while we talk with Carmine Appice. All right, we're talking in the studio here at 100.3 The Sound with Carmine Appice, legendary rock drummer and author of Stick It. We'll tell you about the book in just a couple of minutes, but we're going to see if we can get him to tell us a story. We're on Facebook Live right now. He's going to tell us about when he lived with Prince, when he shared a house with Prince.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Here in Southern California.
You're reading the book, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, and then I was roommates with Prince for a little bit. You're like, oh, really?
Join us on Facebook Live right now. This is The Sound. The Sound, where Southern California's classic rock. Listening to some Rod Stewart in the studio here while we're on Facebook Live. Song co-written by this guy right here. Or just outright written.
What's that?
You have the entire writing credit for Do You Think I'm Sexy?
No, co-written.
Co-written, okay.
Rod always wrote his own lyrics.
Really? So you didn't come up with the Do You Think I'm Sexy line? That was him?
That was him.
We've got Carmine Appice here, and he's a legendary drummer, a founder of Vanilla Fudge, and
I
so many other bands.
My influence on that last song.
Rod Stewart, Ted Nugent. The gong Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Beck Bogart and Appice, Ozzy Osbourne and so forth. We've been talking about his new book. It's out. It's called Stick It, My Life of Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll. It just came out at the beginning of this month. He's doing a signing at Book Soup on Thursday at 7 o'clock on Sunset. So if you want to get a copy of it and get it signed by Carmine, he'll be out there.
Come down. It's going
to
be fun.
But go to Facebook Live on 100.3 The Sound. We've made him stick around for 45 minutes now.
It's been
telling
awesome.
Us stories out of his book for free. So go and check that out. I want to ask you, put you on the spot with one last question here. I read, we talked about debauchery and hooliganism on the video here, but I heard that you have a habit of giving instruments to kids that can't afford them and making sure they have musical instruments, and you've been doing that for a long time. How does that make you feel when you give an instrument to a kid who didn't have one before?
That's the little kid's rock you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you feel good because it goes beyond just the instruments because... we've given instruments to them. I've given them drum books, instructional books, and drumsticks and all that stuff. But working with them is really fun. You know, like I did one in the Bronx. And, you know, you go in the Bronx and you walk outside the school and it's a junkyard with gang writing on it. It's gang writing everywhere. And it's really bad neighborhood. And they keep the kids after school so they don't have to deal with that. And, you know, and I wrote songs with them. I told them I should, you know. Somebody come up with a rhythm, a chord. So they come up with a chord. And I go, all right, we're going to write a lyric. What are we going to write about? And they said, let's write about what I had for breakfast. I said, good idea. So what'd you have for breakfast? So then we started putting lyrics together, what they had for breakfast and you know how they made the breakfast. And first they got up and they brushed their teeth.
It's awesome.
Whatever it was. It was so much fun, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, last thing to take care of here is... Christian's back. We established this at the beginning of the show.
He's back? He's back? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm back.
The Mendoza line of fame is my name on his back, and everyone else goes above him.
Okay.
And if you can sign smaller than Stuart Copeland did, he would like for you to put some Sharpie on his back.
Carmine,
and the rest of the show is going to be spent inking that in. Are you game?
I can do that.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Carmine, lots of fun to have
you.
Awesome,
thank you. Thank you. It was great.
The book, once again, Stick It, My Life of Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll. Go buy a copy of it and go see him on Thursday at Book Soup on Sunset at 7 p.m. Thanks a lot, Carmine.
We'll see you guys with Drum Wars.
Yes.
When you come back around, tell us and we'll let people know about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to have Jill Benson do it live.
Without a doubt.
Yes, that would be fantastic. All right, stick around. More classic rock on the way on 100.3 The Sound. All right, join us on Facebook Live. We're starting the tattoo of Carmine Appice's name on Christian's back. And Carmine's hanging out for it. He wants a picture of it before he leaves. So Louise House from Art and Soul Tattoos is about to get started. Join us on Facebook Live. It's continuing. 100.3 of The Sound. We're Southern California's classic rock and tattoo shop. All right, we're about to put gun to skin here in the studio. Christian's going to get Carmine Appice's name indelibly printed on his back. And Louise House of Art and Soul Tattoo is getting ready to get inky. We'll update you on Songfight here in just a couple of minutes. This is 100.3 of The Sound. It's sweet, sweet music. You listen to that? That's Louise House of Art and Soul Tattoo. It's 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. And Louise is inking in rock legend Carmine Appice's signature on Christian Hand's back. And he's...
I hate letter C. I hate Carmine. I hate Louis. I hate everything about this place.
It's time for me to update you really quickly on the Songfight situation.
Round one, fight!
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because we were having fun doing the interview with Carmine. I didn't get to post my video, so I'm way behind, but let me update you here. This is what I chose tonight. That sounds like horrible cacophony in the background.
No reply at all.
So I got no reply at all from Genesis. And Christian has Sticks. Dennis DeYoung doing his Mozart impression. It's up to you to vote. Text A to 21003 if you think it's the Genesis no reply at all. Please, please, please. Christian's C to 21003 for this song. We're going to add things up, and then we'll find out who won. And the winner will be announced after 6 o'clock. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock as we start that next on The Sound. Doing great work over there, Luis. That's right, it is. It's supported by Chevy Silverado. Celebrate Memorial Day all month long during the Chevy Drive event at your Southern California Chevy dealers. Don't miss huge Memorial Day savings on award-winning trucks, cars, and crossovers.
Right.
Sound good to you, Christian?
Yes, crossovers, you say.
Christian's getting a tattoo right now. You can see it on Facebook Live if you'd like on Andy in the Afternoon. We're on Facebook Live doing Christian's tattoo. 100.3 The Sound. Just go to Andy in the Afternoon. Oh, he had to get up and actually walk away. That's quite a sour puss. Go and see it all happen on Facebook Live. We're in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock now right now. 100.3 The Sound. Even Carmine wants to stick around out of morbid curiosity. We're playing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock and 100.3 The Sound. Carmine Appice, he's somebody who has a big gong. This song by T-Rex doesn't have one. Discuss amongst yourselves. It's 100.3 The Sound as the tattoo pen continues.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders. Let me just say this. You play lots of music by white men. Some songs from white women. Would it kill you to play more songs by elderly, progressive, atheist Jews? Just think about it, okay? Meanwhile, this tune, I must say, is pretty good.
So Uncle Joe Benson has tickets in his lunchbox tomorrow for Lynyrd Skynyrd at the Doheny Blues Festival. It's May 21st at Doheny State Beach. Mark in the Morning have tickets for the Doheny State Blues Festival. Why does everybody have tickets for this but us? That's a little hurtful. That hurts me. That hurts me right here. Sorry. You got to listen to those guys tomorrow. 100.3 The Sound. Led Zeppelin producer Eddie Kramer on the pronunciation of Jermaker.
I remember many DJs saying Diamaker. Page used to get a big laugh. The whole band used to get a tremendous laugh out of hearing the American DJs trying to pronounce something which is a play on words. It's Jamaica, the Jamaica. That's what it means. That's a track that was cut with a very distinctly Jamaican feel, and the lyric was a play on the sexual aspect.
I wanna break it down. Break it down again.
But couldn't find the button?
No.
It happens, man. It's like Mercury's still in retrograde
really
for another 5 days or something.
Every now and then on 100.3 The Sound, Christian will break down a song, and we all just listen in agog wonder.
You know what's crazy about Crazy Train, Andy?
The title.
Yes, and also that the bass line is awesome, and nobody knows it because you don't listen to bass lines when you listen to songs.
Let's
and especially this one. You listen to Randy Rhoads, you don't listen to this guy. What was his name?
Bob Daisley.
Bob Daisley. Listen to Crazy Train's bass line. I didn't put the vocals in.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, right? It's like a disco song.
Late to learn how to love and forget how to hate.
Changes the whole song.
It really does.
Mental wounds not healed.
It's a crazy train, but it's fun.
Life's
when you're on it.
Yeah.
It takes you from fun town
to bouncy
I'm
train.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. Let's go.
Let's go. Ding, ding, ding,
it's
ding,
not
ding,
nearly
ding,
as
ding,
evil
ding.
Now, is it?
It really isn't. It's kind of cheery.
Yeah.
Remember when all this was scary music?
No. No, it's fun. Get on the train. Come on.
100 minutes commercial-free classic rock is happening now. 100.3 The Sound. And you're liking it. You'll like it. Ooh, yeah.
Round one. Fight.
Fight. It's song fight. Every day at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. And then you text your vote in.
I'm interrupting. If I didn't win today, I'm going to kill you on the air.
You said horrible things.
Okay.
I need to find out what you said about people earlier. but the answer was 66% of the people voted for your song.
Yes!
Your song you chose, Come Sail Away.
Yes. Oh, the live version. Great.
Yeah.
This is a really great one. This is when they really get the meaning. Listen to this vocal performance.
100.3 The Sound with the song fight winner for Christian.
It's beautiful.
This sounds different.
Well, this is later on when his voice is starting to go a little bit. You know, the drugs have really taken hold.
Right.
It's the downslope that they were on.
I see why they tour without him now.
Yeah, the phrasing's off.
Free to face the night. That's ahead of me.
But he means it still.
He really does. All right. I'll play the real one. Sore winner.
I'm sore, all right.
We'll do another one tomorrow at 10 till 4. It's song fight on
100.3 The Sound. We're even again, Chandlebags.
Oh, good. Actually, the other one was better. He originally wrote this, Winnie and the Pooh Boys.
No.
Seriously.
Andy, I think you're
I'm not lying. You know, he said it on that Ask Me Anything thing on Reddit.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said, Winnie and the Pooh Boys are playing. Yeah, and he changed it to be Willie and the Pooh Boys. By the way, I think this was the most enjoyed portion of our show today.
Today.
When Eric Cartman played Come Sail Away. At least it's the most commented on email and Facebook.
Screw you guys. I'm going doing sticks.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us for the program today. Thanks to Carmine.
I have to show up. It's my job.
For coming here and hanging out with us. Stayed longer than he needed to.
He was great. It was fun.
It
was 2 hours hanging out, telling his stories on Facebook Live.
Fun hang. Christian, thank you for getting yourself mutilated in the name of Classic Rock Radio.
If I get fired next week, I'm going to be pissed.
Coming up next.
Yeah?
We're going to sing a little song. Bring everybody together. It's going to be nice. A little kumbaya moment. And then Rita Wild will take over, and you'll hear some professional radio.
Will you do it as Carmen? Carmen the whole time?
Carmen? The song?
Yeah, dude, we'll do the goodbye song as Carmen. Yeah.
I'll see how far I can get.
All right.
That's next on The Sound. Do that. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're on Facebook Live on Andy in the Afternoon right now if you want to join along. Good night, and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer.
I've invented an instrument.
That every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always be there in my heart. So good night.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
And sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish,
here's a wish,
and a prayer.
It's a prayer
that every dream,
every dream
comes true.
Comes true.
And now until we meet again.
Wrong chord.
Adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. I got a bubble in the eye. Ugh. Good night, Silas. I love you, boy.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. I like her. Mm. We're keeping her.
Keep her around.
We're not going to take her to the fire department after all. Hey, Rita Wild's coming in. She's a bona fide DJ.
She is. She's really talented.
Good one at that.
Yep.
Stick around and hang out with her all day on 100.3 The Sound.
See you tomorrow, Andy.
Bye, bye. So here's a funny thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So there's this thing called mercury. This is going to seem like really airy-fairy, ooey-gooey stuff. But they say that there are three times a year that it's like when you're riding next to another car on the freeway and you look over and you see their wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
And just for a second, the persistence of motion makes it look like their wheels are going backwards.
Yeah, like the wagon wheel
effect. Wheel effect. Well, that's how mercury does three times a year.
Uh-huh.
It's always going forward, but compared to other things, it looks like it slows down and goes backwards for a while.
Mercury retrograde.
The story is, and you're Californian, so you know where I'm coming from with this. It's one of those tree hugger notions, but they say that at times like this, technical difficulties abound.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
Back up your hard drives.
Oh, yeah.
Get everything set.
One time when mercury was retrograde, I had both my hard drive my backup
go
fail at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was another time when our apartment building, both my apartment flooded.
Yeah.
And the building
that.
Caught on fire in the same week.
I bought a car in mercury retrograde that I then mowed an old man down in the middle of an intersection with. So that was awesome. What do you got? Your apartment flooded? I don't give a crap. I committed vehicular manslaughter.
I saw The Who at Greek Theater.
Yes.
And Pete Townsend said something from the effect from the stage of, I don't know any of you people. Roger may know you all, but who knows? Maybe we'll meet on the street tomorrow and become fast friends.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I meet him at Swingers.
Oh, good Lord.
Crazy. Ah. All during Mercury in retrograde. What I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is that my computer doesn't work. It just stopped working in the middle of that Guns N' Roses song.
So we're running Renegade right now.
The takeaway from this is this.
Even
the Greek gods hate Axl Rose.
Mm, it's true.
Should we play this song?
Yeah. This album side for a little bit.
Because it's not like I don't want to hang out and talk forever, but I want to go home.
No, yeah. No, you don't. I like it.
Let's play some Doors.
Good God. All right, we're going to try to reboot this thing.
Get back.
Wish us luck.
Control-Alt-Delete. Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay, we'll try that. We'll see what happens. Wish us luck, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.